Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at day two of the NorCal Cannabis Cup at the Cow Palace in Daly City, just south of San Francisco. And I've got these cool shades on with some green frames, neon green frames, which are the gift from my newest friend, Jen, from Dank Darts. How you doing, Jen? I'm at the Cannabis Cup. It's a beautiful day.
Better, right?
And I'm talking to you. How could it be any better?
Awesome. I feel safe.
Well, Dank Darts, I love this because one of the things I talk about a lot in my work is how we have a cannabis culture.
Yes.
And because it's really, this is a culture war when we talk about marijuana being illegal.
Very friendly culture.
That's right. A very friendly and playful culture.
Yes.
And we have our own little games that we come up with sometimes. And I know one game we play, I play the Lord of the Rings smoking game.
No way.
Yeah, if you watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, in the first trilogy, whenever you see someone smoking a pipe, you have to smoke.
Oh.
You don't realize how much they smoke a pipe in Lord of the Rings until you play it. Everybody but the blonde elf smokes the damn pipe,
right?
In the second trilogy, anytime you see the Eye of Sauron, you have to smoke. And in the third one, anytime you see a hobbit crying, you have to smoke. So we make up these games, right?
Did you make it through the whole movie?
Well, it is a long trilogy. Yeah, we made it. But you come up with a game, which I have known, and I do all these gigs, nobody I've known has come up with this. Why don't you tell folks what Dank Darts is?
Well, it's the world's first. That's probably why you haven't seen it before.
Yeah.
It's fully interactive, and it's a game for smokers instead of drinkers. So all those pesky drinkers have games. We needed a game, too.
Okay, so Dank Darts, this is like darts, right? Throwing darts in a pub at a board, but these boards are different. These are not your typical cricket board or bullseye board. Tell folks about what makes Dank Darts Dank Darts.
Well, it's really more artistic than just a dartboard game. It looks nothing really like a dartboard except the fact that it's printed on a dartboard. but it's a lot of fun. So everybody gets their amount to put in the pot. It goes in the center.
Amount of?
About marijuana.
Of?
Medicine.
Of weed.
Yes.
All right.
Medicinal use, yes.
However it might be, whatever your excuse might be.
Yes. Excuses to have fun. Right? So,
that's right.
And whoever hits the bulls high wins the pot. So that's like the ultimate goal, is to win everybody's weed and be the winner.
All right. So you got to kick in some herb. To get involved, and if you hit the bull's high, the middle, the bullseye, get it, bull's high, you win all the weed. But there's other things, and these boards, folks, they're like these little great works of art, actually.
Yeah.
They would go in your, like, even if you don't play darts, you could buy this and put it in your house as a work of art.
Yeah, for sure.
Around a work of art.
Just for the artwork.
Yeah.
It's like a bonus that you can actually play on it. So.
That's so cool. And so there's pot leaves on it, little mushrooms and little... Yeah, this one kind of looks like it's just very reminiscent of the regular cricket style board, slightly, in that it's got the kind of the segments, but it's got a big pot leaf in the middle, a couple skulls up on the side, mushrooms coming out the bottom. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I think the original, this is the first one he did, and we told him that we wanted a dartboard game and kind of like have fun with it. Let me see what he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted a lot of color. I wanted like some cool.
And we got spots on here. Hit,
yes.
Dare, story, dab,
duel.
Strip.
Duel is my favorite
duel
spot because you both take a hit from you and opposing team.
Okay.
And whoever coughs first loses. So
gotcha.
Whoever held it in got their letter. And you spell out danger and you win.
Right, because so you're like playing horse here.
It's like horse.
Trying to spell it out. Yes. And if you haven't got all day.
Yeah. That for you.
Okay.
And everybody throws a dart. Whoever's closest to the bull's high wins everybody's weed.
If someone, like, first throw gets it right to the bull's high and wins everybody's weed, then what, is the game over? Nobody gets to play no more?
Or? We did add in the bottom of the rules that sharing is caring.
Oh, okay.
So if that should happen to happen, you might want to be a good friend with weed and share and play and do something else.
Okay. So the rules are flexible at this point.
They are.
Love
very
it.
Flexible.
Very good.
Whatever.
So what gave you the idea? You said this was something that happened just relatively recently.
Yes. It's been like maybe less than 2 months in the works from everything beginning to end.
Wow.
So it's been really like a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Trying to get here to the cup, the Mecca.
Is this your first cup or have you done this before?
It's my first time even going to a cup.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm blown away. I love it. The community's awesome like we talked about before.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of really nice people.
Sure. Yeah. But for you, from your perspective of someone coming here for the first time, I mean, just the sheer size of this is blows you away, doesn't it?
It's massive, and it's awesome because they can all gather together. Everybody's got the same passion or love.
Fantastic. So, but this isn't your first entry into the cannabis community. You've been with us for years, or what's your history that way?
Actually, I'm from Florida.
Oh, Florida, yes.
Right in Florida, yes.
Yes. 21 grams is a felony in Florida.
They
ain't messing around.
No, they are not. So, yeah. Well, that's part of why I got a passion for it, actually. My dad had cancer, and he needed to medicate.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it for him.
Wow.
So, it's really hard.
Yeah, that is. But, you know, I find that there's a lot of people who get involved for very personal reasons, and that they find a way to turn that personal passion into something.
Yes.
And are you living here in California now? Or?
Not yet. Your property is very expensive.
Yeah, not mine. I'm from Oregon. I couldn't afford it here either.
Yeah, here in California is very expensive. So I can have a nice house in Florida for a lot less.
Sure.
But I would love to move here. Somebody wants to sell me their house.
I'm telling you, Oregon's just legalized. You should check out Oregon.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I'm definitely down to do that.
Southern Oregon's very nice this time
of
year.
Actually.
Yeah. That's far out. All right. So they're working on medical marijuana in Florida.
Yes.
They got 58% for it, but your constitution, you got to get a 60, right? So they'll probably pass that in 2016. Is that, that's going to be?
Yes, that's on the ballot as far as they know.
Yeah.
It's going. It seems like it's
going
to go through. Maybe they had to tweak a few things.
Yeah.
Some things are vague.
Yeah. Well, Dank Darts, this is a great, fun, and artistic sort of way to express yourself. I'm glad you've got this going. Tell people how they can find you and get some Dank Darts in their life.
Well, we're on Instagram as long as they let us stay on there. They can't reuse every now and then.
Dank, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even do Instagram anymore. I protest.
Well, I feel you. I'm fighting the good fight there, too. So you can like us on Instagram or follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook. We have a website, and it's www.dankdarts.com. You can order them online. They're less expensive here at the Cup. They're a little more online.
Right. DankDarts.com. Look forward to it. Thank you so much, Jen, for stopping in here to talk to us. It's been a lot of fun. And, oh, my pleasure. And have fun at the Cup. This is going to be a great weekend for you, I can tell.
Thank you.